You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby, where you can engage with us via our website at cjsf.ca or on our social media, which is CJSF Radio on TikTok and Blue Sky, or CJSF Music and CJSF Talk on Instagram.
Talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem Nations. I'm your host, Nicole Hines, and I hope you are doing well this morning. It doesn't feel like summer, but I'm still not mad at it. I know it's going to get warmer later today. I have a jam-packed show today with lots of interviews and all of the things, but I want to first talk about an experience. I went to see a musical theater production last night. Theater Under the Stars is a, you know what, it's been in a, I think it's been doing this for 86 years. It was at the Malkin Bowl, which is a 2,000-seat outdoor theater in Stanley Park. And I was there for, you know, an evening of musical theater. Theater Under the Stars has two musical productions this summer. One is Sister Act, and then the other is Disney's The Little Mermaid. And it's going on from like now until August the 22nd. So I went to see Sister Act, and it is based on the 1992 hit movie starring Whoopi Goldberg. The musical follows aspiring disco diva Dolores Van Cartier, whose life turns upside down after witnessing a shooting involving her gangster boyfriend. She's rushed into witness protection at a nearby convent, where she becomes friends with the nuns there, and she ends up turning their choir into a huge sensation. So, first off, Malkin Bowl is a really awesome experience, just to be able to be out under the stars. I kept looking up as it got darker and darker, and it was that experience was great. I do recommend bringing a sweater. I also brought a blanket as well, because as it gets night falls, it does get much more chillier. When it comes to the musical performance itself, it was actually really amazing. The actresses are fantastic. Singing is on point. I loved the set design, which was on wheels and incorporated the actors and actresses. Like, basically, as they were changing scenes, they were kind of part of the scene, which was awesome. Lighting was fantastic. So I have watched Sister Act like decades ago, and I didn't rewatch it before seeing this, but what I will say, it felt very similar to what I remember the movie to be. And like, everybody was really, really fantastic. I would say there were some jokes that were kind of dated. It was like, I remember those were the times, you know what I mean? Early 90s and stuff like that. But then there were some other jokes that were super, super clever that I was like, okay, like, you know. I highly recommend going to see it, especially if you liked Sister Act. I think it is going to be very reminiscent of the movie, and you're going to feel that it's extremely familiar, and you're not going to feel like, this is like, you know, not up to par. I think it was really, really done beautifully well, and, you know, pretty top tier. In addition, though, my tips for if you are attending is to ensure that your phone is charged so that you can access your flashlight when leaving, because there is a lot of light around the theater when you are leaving. But depending on how you got there, if you're navigating through Stanley Park, having access to your flashlight is going to be everything for you. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was definitely a lot of fun. Weather was great. I will say it is Theater Under the Stars is a basically rain or shine production. So if it rains, it's still happening. I believe that they give out ponchos if it rains. They don't allow for umbrellas just because it will block the view of people behind you and stuff like that. But you would get access to a poncho if it does rain. If you know that rain is in the forecast, I would also probably arrive prepped for that. But aside from that, I think it's a pretty awesome experience. And I would definitely go and see an outdoor production at Malcolm Bowl, because it's quite lovely. Now I have some other things that I want to share. There are a bunch of workshops and events happening at SFU Burnaby campus for SFU students that I wanted to just share real quick. A Student Learning Commons is offering forest writing sessions. The forest writing session takes place on Thursday, July 9th, so tomorrow, from 2:30 to 3:30. And it's an opportunity to spend an hour exploring the relationship between writing, movement, attention, and place. You'll begin with like a short writing prompt and some quiet writing time before taking a gentle walk through a forested path around Burnaby campus. Along the way, you know, participants are invited to notice, reflect, and engage with the surrounding environment as part of your writing process. So whether you are working on an ongoing project, looking for a different writing experience, or just curious about writing along with others, you're very welcome to join. Registration is open, but it's not required, and I will include a link in today's show notes. Also, there is the last soup circle of the summer will be next week on July 15th from 12 to 2 at the Student Learning Commons. And soup circles, I've talked about this before on this show, they are a popular way for students to connect, share insights and academic strategies and find support. Registration isn't required, but I will also share a link in the show notes that can give you more information. And I believe sometimes there is obviously soup to enjoy and indulge in, and sometimes bannock. So it is definitely a great time. And then the next thing that I want to share before I get into the show is the Garden Therapy Group offers SFU students a hands-on restorative experience centered around seasonal gardening activities. Students will engage in preparing and maintaining garden beds, planting seeds, pruning, and harvesting as the garden evolves over the summer months. And each session will also include a guided self-care reflection prompt connected to the day's activities, encouraging students to draw parallels between nurturing the garden and supporting their own well-being. The next session is on Thursday, July 13th from 2 to 3:30 at the Maggie Benston Field, and that's close to the picnic tables up here at Burnaby campus. And if this sounds interesting, please send an email to Tricia K. Williams at TRICIAW@SFU.ca to sign up, and I will include Trisha's email in the show notes today. Drop-ins are welcome if space allows, so just so that you know that. All right, so before I get into interviews, let's hear a song from Strawberry Punch. They're an all-femme queer indie twee pop punk rock band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and they stopped by CJSF a couple of weeks ago for a Studio 6 session. So let's take a listen to their track Lavender and Maple.
Every face and every crowd blurs when I am. The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. And today I'm here with Chelsea Forsyth, Artistic Managing Director of Presentation House Theatre in North Vancouver, to chat about the production Peerless, which will be one of two productions featured at the Ensemble Theatre Festival taking place July 8th to 18th at the Jericho Arts Center. Chelsea, how are you? Like, how are things?
I mean, so busy, but wonderful.
Yeah, I hear some voices in the background. I love it. That's the beauty of community radio. That's so great. So busy times. I am curious if you could share a little bit about Ensemble Theatre Festival, just for people who have never heard about it before, because I know there was a bit of a hiatus, right?
That's right. So the theater festival started in 2013, and the idea was to bring kind of a little bit more serious fare into the Vancouver summer scene. We love Tuts, we love Bard on the Beach, but the idea was to bring something that's not Shakespeare, that's not musical, that's like for your kind of play lovers, yes, into the scene in the summer. And so it's really focused on this work that is based in like really wonderful texts, right? Works, some of them a little more classical, some of them from the kind of contemporary classical canon, like Streetcar Named Desire that we're playing with, and some of them like Peerless that are much more contemporary, but that's the thing they all have in common. They're all of these like really extraordinary texts that we as artists get an opportunity to like really dig into and sink our teeth into. And so 2013, the Rep Festival started. It ran all the way to 2019. We had a festival, of course, planned for the summer of 2020. And then we were on hiatus for 2 years. We came back in 2022 with a festival and then took another hiatus while we sort of figured out some artistic leadership transitions. So mm-hmm. Tarek Leslie started the company and the festival, really wonderful artist, voice actor, actor, director, who was in town. And then after 2022, he decided to step away and he asked Chris Lamb and I if we would like to take over the artistic direction of the company. We'd both been artists with the company, Chris as a director and actor, me as a director, and also as people who were kind of part of the ensemble, who helped pick the shows, who provided artistic support, even in the years that we weren't working on the shows themselves. And so it took Chris and I a while to figure out whether we wanted to revive the festival as was or make some changes. And it was actually Chris who came to me just with a really impassioned pitch for the importance of continuing to do this work, both mm-hmm. for the audiences who, I will say, would like occasionally just email and be like, where are you guys? Are you coming back? And also for the artists who get so much working with these really wonderful scripts.
Yeah, so you got the questions, are you coming back? You are back. You are directing the production Peerless. So would you mind sharing a little bit about that?
Yes. So Peerless is a modern adaptation of Macbeth by Jae Park, who's a Korean-American playwright. It's from 2015, and it reimagines Macbeth if it were about high school seniors competing for early admission slots to Ivy League universities.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's a lot shorter than Macbeth. It's be about 90 minutes, and it's very, very funny. I think the way the poetry is like held in the language is really, really appealing, while at the same time being a very new and very contemporary thing. And if you saw 2022's Passover with us, I think it shares some kind of artistic DNA with Antoinette Nwandu's Passover in terms of how contemporary poetry is kind of embedded into the text of the show. So it features, instead of Mackers and Lady M, twin girls named M and L, who have moved by themselves to somewhere in the American Midwest in order to try to get to the college, which we all understand, although it's not named as Harvard. And they have done everything they can to manipulate their way into early admission in Harvard. And when they fail, they take it, let's say, as far as Mackers and Lady M take it in their quest for power. And so the show kind of transitions from what I would call a dark comedy into something that's almost got a kind of psychological horror element to it. So lots of wonderful references to Macbeth for those who know the original text, but very contemporary in its aesthetic and style.
Love, love, love that. Now, I mentioned that the other pr there is another production. It is A Streetcar Named Desire. And so, could you share like how the festival works? Because it's not that you would see Peerless every day, correct?
No,
Or
that's right. We alternate shows between A Streetcar Named Desire and Peerless.
Okay.
So we open the festival on June 10th. We have previews the 8th and 9th of Peerless and Streetcar, respectively. Then we open the festival officially on June 10th with Peerless. And then the following day will be the opening of Streetcar. And they more or less alternate dates until the following weekend, until the 19th, when we close with a 2 o'clock matinee of Peerless. And so you get an opportunity to see very contemporary work, and then something from the kind of 20th century classical canon as well.
Love it. And what are you most excited about the festival this year?
I'm just so excited to share Peerless with people. I have to say, I'm very excited to see Chris and everyone's work in Streetcar as well. I was in for auditions. I know how capable and talented that cast is, but I really haven't had anything to do with that show now. So I'm so excited to see from audition to opening night how it grows. But most of all, I'm just so excited to share Peerless. This is a show where, like, I know who in my life is going to love which jokes. And I'm now at the point where when the artists, like when the actors are running the script, I'm like, oh, that person is going to howl at that, you know?
I love
So
it.
I'm just so excited to share it because it's a fun little twisted dark piece of theater in like a really joyful way. And
Yes.
so I'm just excited for audiences together to get to see it.
Love that. And for people who haven't been to the festival before, I would say, I guess they should go to the website to kind of get more information and stuff.
Absolutely. All of the information, including all the showtimes for the individual shows, is available at ensembletheatrecompany.ca, or available on our socials as well, on Instagram at weareTC and at Ensemble Theatre on Facebook. And so you can go there to purchase tickets, find out when the shows are, read the cast and crew bios if you're very excited, sign up for our newsletter, all of the ways that you can stay informed.
And has it always been at the Jericho Arts Center?
We did 1 year at the Waterfront Theater, but otherwise, we've been at the Jericho Arts Center, and we're really happy to be back there. That's really a community that's embraced the festival and is thrilled that we're back and they don't have to deal with parking on Granville Island. And given that it's FIFA, we're also really thrilled not to be dealing with parking on Granville
You see,
Island.
that's pertinent information, guys. Pertinent information. Before I let you go, is there anything that you want to share that maybe was missed?
I think the only thing is just that we also have a little bit of an ancillary performance for each of our Sunday matinees. So at 11 a.m., you can come to the Jericho Arts Center and see either Fistful of Crime Improv or the musician Violet Grace, depending on which show you're going to see. Pack a little lunch, pack a little picnic, come see the show at 11, go away, have your picnic in the park, eat your lunch, and then come back and see the matinee. And those are all pay what you can. So yeah, you can get tickets on our website as well. And they're pay what you can tickets.
Love, love, love that. And if anybody wanted to sort of get connected with you and some of the things that you might be doing even outside of this, are you online in the online streets at all, or are there ways?
I am, yeah. You can find me at Kelty Forsyth on Instagram and at Kelty D on Facebook, and also on the Presentation House Theater website, which is my full-time gig. My email and stuff is there if for some reason you needed to contact the artistic director of a theater company very much.
Love, love, love that. Again, everybody, Ensemble Theater Festival is taking place July 8th to 18th at the Jericho Arts Center. I will include all of the links and all of the things on the website, and there's going to be plenty of time because once this aired, there's still plenty of time to get tickets. So I hope everybody, you know, who loves theater comes out.
Me too. It really is such a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kelty.
And welcome back to Intravenous. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And we just heard from Kelty Forsyth, where we talked about Peerless, which is one of two productions featured at the Ensemble Theater Festival. And that is going to be taking place at July 8th to 18th. It's at Jericho Arts Center. The website to get more information is ensembletheatercompany.ca. And now I think we're going to have a listen to a one track by Orchidae, and it is called Sometime. And then after that, we're going to hear from Fiona Black, who is the artistic director with Vancouver Folk Festival.
I feel like I know you.
CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Fiona Black, Artistic Director of Vancouver Folk Festival, and we're going to chat about the festival, which is taking place at Jericho Beach, July 17th to 19th. Hi, Fiona. How are you?
Hi. Can't believe it's 2 weeks away.
I know. It's crazy. And I'm attending for the very, very first time this year. So I'm really, really excited.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Thank you. If you could maybe talk about the festival for folks who might just be hearing about it for the first time, get people a bit of an understanding.